Welcome to Let's Get Social with me, Philip Twyford, the Curly Marketer, Social Media Management and Strategy.
And me, Emer Duffy, Fit Social Media, your social media personal trainer.
So, if you're confused about social media,
or not sure what channel to use, well, we've got you covered too.
Let's get social.
So, what's new, Philip?
Well, I can see across the room, Emer, that you are the face of anticipation, excitement. I'm sure it's the same with our listeners today, because I do have another social media joke for you. So would you like to hear it?
I don't really have a choice, do I?
You don't. No, this is really my time to shine. So here it goes. Why did the woman dump her marketer boyfriend?
Not sure about this.
Lack of engagement.
Keep the day job.
I definitely will. Although, lack of engagement, that is the biggest nightmare for all social media people.
It is true, actually. And funny enough, I thought maybe going forward we'd talk about popular questions that people would ask. One, for example, would be, I get quite a bit, is, will social media help grow my small business? What do you think, Philip?
Well, very much so, because we covered this off in episode one of Let's Get Social, where we were talking about, should your business be on social? And definitely it will. You know, mm-hmm. You increase your leads, you can improve your search engine ranking, you'll drive traffic, and it also helps you keep an eye on your competitors.
True. And I always say it helps develop trust with your customers. You know, you create a brand recognition for them.
Absolutely.
And you establish your brand as a topical authority on what you do.
Yep.
And it's a great way to maximize conversions, because people are always on Facebook, Instagram, and
exactly.
They're looking to see what the latest thing is.
Exactly. As we mentioned in a previous show, there's plenty of businesses who don't necessarily maybe have a website, but they have a Facebook page.
Yeah. The other thing I always say to people is, have you got everything there? So I thought we could talk today about optimizing your Facebook page.
And it's a perfect topic for today's show, because it's an area that a lot of people forget. So, Emer, tell us, what is optimization?
Well, optimization to me is, business owners are out there and say, for example, they say, oh, I've got a Facebook page, but have you got everything on it? You could be out there and then you start spending money on ads without first getting the basics right in regard to their, you know, your Facebook page. So that means filling in all the information, adding the right keywords, and having, example, the right template, plus a few more things. So, for example, I brought in to show you today, I baked a cake.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you could see this cake, it is truly incredible.
No, I'd say it's more the other way, more dismal looking. You know, it looks more like a pancake, but
you wouldn't eat this cake.
No, you wouldn't. But I also brought in another one that I had to go and buy, because there's no way I could make this. So my cake that I brought in that looks like the pancake is an unoptimized Facebook page. And the cake that has, which is a lovely black farscato, as you can see, has lovely cherries and cream and chocolate. And that's all the bits and pieces that you want your customer to see, like your phone number and bits and other bits. So that is your optimized Facebook page. So which would you go and visit?
Well, certainly looking at the optimized cake, Emer, I'd be going with the optimized version.
Exactly. So that is, make sure you got your cream and your cherries and your chocolate there and all presented lovely. And everybody's happy then, because they know that.
Exactly. Because you know, I think, as you said, you know, we're going to go through some key optimization tips, because I think so many companies are trying to get to what we'd call the sexy stuff, you know, the lovely posts and the videos and all that kind of stuff. But then they forget about the basics, about telling people exactly what your page is about and filling in the core details.
Yep.
So Emer, lead off there. What's one of the first things that people should be doing as a basic?
You got to name it.
Absolutely.
And it's not saying name that tune. I'm talking about name the page, as in I would put in your business name, but also underneath your business page name, you will see a little at sign, you know, like the little A.
Yep.
That's your username. And I would say to people is, have that the same on Facebook as on Twitter, as on Instagram. I'm just trying to say, be consistent across the board. Like I always say, go and look at Coca-Cola. Yep. They would have at Coca-Cola. So at Coca-Cola on Twitter, Facebook, the same way across the board. So that's a main thing, is make sure you have it named correctly and spelled correctly.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah. I think definitely another area is choosing the right template, because we would see a lot of businesses where they've just kind of left the default standard template.
Yeah.
Where you're just given a default standard layout, standard tabs, which might not necessarily be right for your business depending on what your industry is. So very much kind of choose the right template so that you've got access to your tabs that give you either the right type of services function, or if you're a charity that has maybe, I suppose, a sponsorship or a group kind of area. So mm-hmm. very important to choose the right template for your business.
And then think about who's going to manage your page. I mean, when you set up the page first, you would then have, you know, you're the first admin.
Yeah.
But are you going to be the only person involved in that? So if you are, you need to add on another role. So you could have a choice of having another admin, or maybe have a lesser controlled set and have them as an editor or even a moderator. The list goes down, you've advertiser analyst. But generally I would say to people is, if you've got staff that are going to manage the page, have them as an editor, because they have all the other areas that you can do, but they don't have total control, which you would do. You know?
Yeah, I think it's I think it is key, and it's obviously is to make sure that the right permissions are there. You know, I think as I said, I think a lot of the business owner generally should be the administrator, and then you release kind of certain functions, because you don't want to have a situation where maybe you have an individual or a company as admin on your page, and then they decide that the relationship is not going where you want, and you lose access to your page. So
yeah.
You want to make sure that obviously whoever is managing your page knows what they're doing and has control, but not full control the way you would have.
Funny, that happened to a local takeaway of ours. They had a nice big screen, go and follow us on Facebook, but they couldn't get engagement because they couldn't get access to the Facebook page, because the person that was managing it left the country, took away the password. They couldn't get into it.
It's a nightmare.
And so their audience was following nothing, because there was nothing being posted
because
they couldn't access it.
Yeah, and I suppose another kind of key thing that just kind of comes to mind in back to your first point about the name of the page is, be very careful when you are naming the page, because Facebook, as I have found with some clients, can be quite tricky if you ever want to rename the page. Mm. They want you to go through almost like a proof of that the page is representative of what the new name is. So be very careful when you're choosing a name, because if you decide then that you want to change your brand direction, you might find it quite tricky to change that name. So I think that's something to be very careful of, that when you're choosing a name, be sure exactly that the name you're choosing is right for your company, and that you're not going to be trying to go down a different path later on and find yourself stuck.
It's just people just rush in, and I always say, look, take a think about, you know, look at it and say, right, okay, I'm going to be on Facebook, but I'm also going to be on Instagram. So just look at and say, before I start this, I want to make sure I have all my homework done.
Yeah.
You know?
No, very much. And I think it's like both ourselves, you know, with Fit Social Media, myself, the Curly Marketer, we're very much consistent across the social channels, because they are our brands. I think next one to look at on your Facebook is your profile image and your cover. Now, if you're a business, generally, you know, you might look at your logo. Now, for me and particular Emer, where we are our businesses, we choose to use our profile pics.
Yes.
Make sure it's sized correctly, 180 pixels by 180.
Yes.
To ensure that it looks correct, because once again, on your posts, as you're sharing them out, it is going to be that profile image that's going to be shared. So if your logo is hard to read or whatever, you lose that sort of brand recognition across the post. The next one is obviously your Facebook header image. It's a piece of real estate which can really emphasize your brand. And a lot of companies we see just leave it blank, or it's like a generic image that has no kind of real kind of relevance to your business. So either it's an image, or, which is becoming more popular, is a video.
Yeah, I have a video. I have like, it's looking at like a carousel going across. Yeah. I put it, used a little tool called Adobe Spark. So if my
it's a
images,
great tool. Yeah.
And then I put in the text. So it just gives you an idea of what I do, because I'm not as forthright in going forward. I'm a little bit shy of the camera sometimes. So I haven't
found...
We're
going to try and change that email.
I know.
Try and change that.
But I can say to people is, look, if you're not comfortable doing a video yet, even have an image of yourself and maybe your logo in the corner, brand it so it stands out. And
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think as well, you know, with the image or the video, you can click in and add a description and a tag and your location on that as well. But something that I think is always very useful for businesses is that if you have a seasonal type of business whereby maybe the summer months or coming to Christmas or October bank holidays are critical times for your business, you should change up that image or that video to really kind of push maybe a promotion that you're driving and maybe somehow drive from that particular cover into the content you're creating. Because once again, you know, you're trying to leverage every piece of real estate on your Facebook page that you can. And I think definitely the Facebook cover image and a video are pieces that people forget to actually utilize.
That's the first thing they see.
It is, very much so. And so definitely, I think, once again, it is an area that people just kind of gloss over because they're so dying to get to the post part.
A little thing I always say is go look at what your competitors have.
Yeah.
And then if theirs looks well, you know, I have to up my game.
Yeah.
So by going and having a look and see what your competitors are doing, do they have a photograph or do they have a video?
Yeah.
If they have a photograph and you say, right, well, I'm going to go down the road of having a video.
Yeah.
Because that's going to be more engaging.
Exactly.
And look at what they even have, if they got text overlay on the image, all the kind of things. Look and see what they're doing.
Yeah.
And then you say, right, I'm going to do a better job. So anyway, going forward, this little bear bug with me is side tabs.
Yeah.
And I always say, look at the side tabs. Say, for example, you have a website. Not everybody does, but even look at other websites that you maybe would go and look at, and you'll see home, about, services, testimonials, review, you know, the list goes on. I always say, look at that and then say to yourself, I want my tabs to look in line with that. Mm-hmm. And that's quite easy to do if you go into your settings and then you can go into templates and tabs and then go down and move them up and down. It's very easy.
Yeah.
You can remove things you don't need.
Yep. Yeah.
And you can add things like your Twitter, you can add your Instagram, YouTube, Pinterest, and customize it so it stands out that little bit differently. So when somebody lands on your Facebook page, they'll go, oh, they're on Twitter. Oh, they're on Instagram. And they wouldn't have known that.
Yeah.
And then they click through and then they'll follow you maybe on that.
Yeah. So, and it's a great way. That's a great way, like, particularly with things like Twitter, Instagram, you know, if someone has gone on to Facebook, they tend to like to stay on that channel. But if you're giving them access to that other content, potentially might turn them over to those other channels and grow your community that way as well.
Yeah, and again, they may not have thought of you being on Twitter or Instagram, so it could be a nice surprise for them, and you're making it easy for them to find you, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's back to, again, the importance of starting off to select that right template for your business, because, you know, it will supply kind of the tabs that are relevant for your business, and you could be missing out on things or, you know, showcasing, I suppose, services even, you know, that that you're not pushing, that people, when they go onto Facebook, they want people to engage.
Yeah, but making sure, as I always say, is go back and look at the layout. So make sure you have your about under your the first tab and then work down. So it's a nice flow. So people don't have to go searching.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, so it's exactly the same principle as you were saying on the website. You know, make the user experience easy to flow. You know, I think that's critical. You
I've gone in and looked at even some big names, and they'd have the about tab at the bottom, so you have to go all the way down to find this,
which is weird. You know, why? You know,
I mean, I don't understand, because you want your people are busy and they get distracted easily, and they don't want to have to go looking for these things, and if they can't find it straight away, they're going to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know, and it makes sure when you have them set up, just say, look, does that look well? And if I was to land on that, would I be able to find what I need to find out? Yeah. Like, what are your opening hours? And, you know, in your about section, because if your about tab is way down the bottom, you're going to get, oh, listen, I'm going to find someone else. You know?
Yeah. You're making it hard.
Yeah.
You're making it hard. And you should be making it hard. People should be fairly easy to be able to kind of get on your Facebook page and understand, you know, do you offer this to sort of the solutions that they're looking for?
Yeah.
And that they can get a bit about you fairly quickly. I suppose another area that people forget to do is what's called the pinned post.
Ooh, that feels quite scary.
Yeah, no, well, you know, the pinned post is something that people forget. And in effect, it's taking one of your core content pieces. It might be a piece that is offering a real tangible solution to your target audience. It's not going salesy, but you might be, it might be a really rich piece of content that when you post it, you can click the three little dots that are beside the post and it'll say pinned to your profile. And in effect, what that does is it puts that always static at the top of your feed. So when someone comes on to, say, your website or your Facebook page or mm-hmm. my Facebook page, it is always the first post that they see.
Yes, I have our show pinned on my Facebook page.
And well done to you, Emer. Mm. Brilliant.
Do you have the same?
I just can't get into my Facebook at the moment, but I will be doing that, yes.
You have to go and check that out. No?
But no, the pinned post, I think, is a trick that a lot of people miss, because if you have a, particularly if you have a new product or service where you're excited, you have a piece of a really cool video that might go with that, and you're trying to stress something that's a real unique selling proposition, get that pinned on your profile. And even as we were saying about the cover image or the cover video, if you have a promotion running in a particular month that's really important for your business, have that pinned post aligning with the cover image or cover video.
Yeah.
So then there's a very synced and synergistic kind of message going out there.
Because you can't have a pinned post, say, on Instagram, you know?
Exactly.
So...
And I think that's the beauty. And the same thing can be done on Twitter. You can have a pinned post, but I definitely think that is the key thing. Get that pinned post up there. Give yourself the ability to, I suppose, push forward a really good first impression.
Yes,
indeed. You know, so.
So, Philip, we've been talking about Facebook optimization. In other words, having your page completed and looking good. What's next then, would you say?
Well, the next thing is your call to action button. And this is obviously reflective of your business, but it's also very key because there's a number of different types of button that you actually can have. You can have a book now button. So if potentially if it's someone whereby your business requires, say, book appointments, might be, for example, in
hairdressers
or...
Do you do that?
No, not yet, but it is an offshoot of mine. It's one of my passions to maybe work in the hairdressing industry, such as my my level of skill with my hair, even though it isn't curly anymore. But hey, who's talking about that, you know?
Yeah.
Obviously, you have the contact us button where you can have either a message or sign up, send an email.
I would have in mine, it's call now, you know. So out of that selection, that's what I picked for mine because I like the idea of somebody being able to call me straight away if they need to get in touch instead of maybe an email. Not everybody likes to email, so.
Yeah, like I think I have some clients who actually like email, they like call, but then they also like maybe kind of direct message as well.
Oh, yeah.
I think you just have to be careful. And this kind of comes back to one, your kind of, I suppose, customer experience and your relationship management. Because if you choose a button, for example, call now, but you don't have the ability to actually answer those calls, then you could actually lose opportunities or turn people off because you're not responding. So,
well, that's where I had added on the message button, you know, beside it.
Yeah.
So they can get me on Messenger.
Perfect. And once again, I suppose you just have to be reflective of your business. Mm. You know, if you feel that you have the ability to take a call or take a message through the instant messenger, then that's the route to go. But if that's not the right button for you, don't choose it. I think you just have to be reflective of what's right for your business.
Yeah, because there are a few more options, I'm sure you're going to let everybody know about.
No, absolutely. There's obviously the learn more about your business. So you could watch a video, etc. And once again, that could be a nice way to introduce your company without doing the hard sell. That you're giving someone a chance to get to know you better.
It's great for photographers and videographers.
Exactly, because you're giving them a showcase of your work.
Yeah.
And once again, they might get a feel for what you're doing. Obviously, if... the shop with you now, you know, if you have offers or you're particularly, say, it's a channel where you want to actually kind of sell products and services, you know, that shop now button could be probably perfect for you as such. Download your app. You know, if you have an app in particular that is kind of critical for your business, then maybe the download your app or play your game is another option that could be relevant for.
Do you know, I've never done that.
I haven't myself either, you know. But, you know, once again, there's so many different businesses out there, you know, kind of utilize these different kind of button options, you know, because someone who maybe is looking for an app, that could be the perfect button for them to maybe download, try it and get involved with their business, and obviously then there is join your community, you know, if your business is very much built around building a community, a group, etc., that could be maybe the button that you choose.
Yeah. And it's, you know yourself, it's like, try them all out. Don't just stay with the one, you know. You might get more traffic by picking one that you didn't expect would work.
Yeah, exactly. And sometimes as well, I've seen clients who have maybe tested different buttons.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you might try one button type for maybe one quarter and then mix it up slightly. Change up maybe a profile image, as we talked about. Change up your pinned tweet and maybe change up your call to action button.
Yeah.
Because that might actually start to maybe just give you a bit of a, and I suppose that's the interesting thing that we'd always say to clients is constantly test from a digital perspective.
Well, Facebook is ever changing, you know, they're bringing in every week there seems to be something new. It's a little tweak, you might go onto your Facebook page on your mobile phone and go, oh, hold on a second, Where's that button again? Or, you know, that's moved. That's way up the top. You know, Messenger used to be at the bottom and now it's at the top.
Yeah.
So it's something to consider, that what is going to be easy for your customer to find you with and contact you with, you know?
Exactly. So tell us, Eimear, obviously, the next one obviously would be an about section. Very important, huh?
Yeah, there was me harping on earlier about making sure your about tab is near the top. Well, I'm sorry. It's just, I just think it makes a lot more sense than having people go looking for it.
Yeah, you're right.
This is broken down to quite a few areas. So hopefully we won't put you to sleep. But I always say start with adding the keywords into this area will help you get found because people search, you know, in the search bar at the top. So, like, you want to make sure you have your address in, you have that you're connected to Messenger, and make sure your phone number is in there, because you want them to find you and engage with you.
That's it. And, like, to be honest with you, I know people may be kind of going, listen, this is obvious stuff, but we've seen so many Facebook pages where there has been no address or phone.
Oh yeah.
And it's almost like, well, we have a Facebook page, what more do you want, you know? And it's like, but people are looking for these still tangible details.
I'll be honest, I don't actually sometimes go and look on a website for the phone number. I'll be maybe in Facebook and go, I'll just go and check out and ring them directly, you know. And if the phone number isn't there, that's quite off-putting, because then you go, I have to go look up their website now, you know.
Yeah, so. and I suppose as well, it sort of gives the air, is this a legitimate company?
Yeah.
Because, you know, they don't have an address, there's no phone number. What professional company would not have those?
Exactly.
You know, so once again, first impressions last. It's huge.
Make it easy. Then it goes into, it's called general, and that's where you categorize your business, and that means what are you coming under? So I would be educator. Would be one. Local business would be another. And social media agency would be another.
That's
They're
my
as
one.
Close yeah. as to what I can be.
Yeah.
So you want to make sure when you categorize yourself, if you're trying to get local business to you, make sure you have that in your category. And get as close to what your business would be, because then there's going to be less confusion.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
The name, that's going back to making sure that you use the right name for your Facebook page.
Yeah. Yeah.
And again, you can edit it, but try and start off on the right foot. And from there, there's less confusion, because your website hopefully has the same name. And then say, for example, you know, like if you do have another social media account, it has the same name as well.
Yep.
And it doesn't confuse your audience. And from there, again, that's your username. And sometimes, I don't know if you've ever noticed, Philip, you'd see somebody put a username and then they put a number at the end because they can't get the name.
Yeah.
I always say to be a little trick is put a little underscore at the end of it rather than a number, because you don't notice the underscore.
It's a good point. Very good tip.
So it's something that when you are looking and you go, oh, I'm getting numbers and I don't like that. And then you're not too sure what to put in. Try the underscore, and that might help.
That's a tip of the day there, Eimear.
Mm. something to go off and think about.
Exactly.
The next one would be hours. Your opening hours.
And once again, a very, I suppose, kind of almost like, well, of course, obviously, an obvious fact, but yet a lot of businesses don't put it in.
Yeah. They might leave it just 9 to 5, Monday to Friday, but they not realize they could be open on a Saturday morning or something.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So have that double checked.
Yeah.
You know? Next thing to look at would be, what information regarding your business do you have? So do you have details of your business, your start date, the business type you are, and what's your mission? So with yourself, Philip, for example, what would be your business details, your business type, your mission?
Yeah, like I certainly, you know, when I was looking at this, particularly my mission was, I very much work with small to medium enterprises. Mm-hmm. You know, it's companies that can't maybe afford, can't work with really, you know, large social media agencies. So I was there to present solutions that could help them very much to solve their social media problems. So that's very much what I try to put out on my Facebook page.
And then don't forget about things like your email address, your website if you have one, and any other social media links.
Yep.
There's a little bit more. We won't go into everything, but like, your, for example, a bit of a company overview, if you have any awards, are you near public public areas that you can be got to easily? A bit on your story, who are your team members, and do you have any milestones, which is just showcasing your business history? And then from there, we went on about earlier with services and showcase them and let people know what you have to offer, the type of service, the time it takes, a description, and maybe pop an image in there.
Absolutely.
And then from there, Philip, your message. So people are probably wondering what a message is.
Well, very much, I suppose, when someone comes onto your Facebook page, maybe have a personalized message.
Yeah, that's easy to do. Just add in, you know, something to make people feel like they're glad that they've come along and found you, and it's nice to say hello to them. And so from there, I think we've covered quite a few things regarding Facebook optimization.
Yeah.
Looking good.
Yeah, so listen, thank you for joining myself and Emer for Let's Get Social. We will see you again soon for the next Let's Get Social show.
See you then.